How would you evaluate that one? And coming off of the sort of last outing.
I'd say it was probably my best outing of the year. Been working really hard on some things and finding timing, and I think today was clear step in the right direction. I've said that before, but I think today was the best it's been. Had some good swing and miss. Just felt like myself out there, which was nice. So unfortunately got beat a couple times, and you know, we're paying for it as a team. So, but you know, I'm gonna leave here on a positive note and take what I can.
Did you? What was like the focus of the work between starts, and what was it that you found, like, timing wise, or maybe adjusting timing wise?
My front side has been flying quite a bit, and you know, after my last start, I actually talked to Uvalde on the other team for about 25 minutes, and kind of have a relationship with him prior from when we were both at the Yankees. He kind of took me under his wing, so he was kind of talking to me and got some advice from him. And then honestly last night, chatting with Paul just over text and watching some film, and I think we just kind of discovered a couple things with my hands and where they were breaking, and just allowed me to just be on time. I think for me, it's not a mental thing. It's not a stuff thing. It's just if I can do my best to be on time, I think my stuff plays the way it should. And it makes it a lot easier to pitch when you're on time and not fighting yourself. So that's been the work, and I'm going to continue to work on it.
How important was the slider today for you? And it seemed like there was, just some of the tracking showed that there was more of a vertical or like downward break on it. Were you throwing anything different?
Nothing different. I think I'm just getting comfortable with this grip that I've got. And same thing. I mean, it's all timing. Like when my fastball's on time, everything else is on time and it plays up, and I'm not, you know, I'm able to get extension and get the right spin and be on top of the ball, and you know, things are breaking the way they should. Yeah, you know, I still feel like there's more in there, but it felt good to see some 96, 97, and again, I don't feel any better today than I have in the past. To be honest, I might feel a little worse right now, but it's timing. You know? I know you don't want that answer, but it's timing. So it feels good to have my body moving the right way.
Feel warm out there today?
Say it again?
Did you feel warm out there?
Yeah, it was hot, but you know, I don't think that's, it's usually cold, so I just deal with it. It's out of my control.
Is it cool? I mean, for Nick Allen, who's been a touted prospect here for a little while, for him to just kind of hit the first homer, is that something that is cool to see, I guess, from across the way?
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, you can see, obviously, the talent that Nick has on defense, and I think that's the thing that people probably talk about most with him, but, you know, I know how hard he's worked at the plate and to be productive at the plate and show he is a Major League Baseball player, and it's cool to see him get his first one, and you know, I've no doubt there's going to be many more coming.
Great.
Good.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, guys.